News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
News Talk's tech correspondent Jess Kelly has popped into us. Jess, TikTok, could it be on the way out?
It could be in the US, which would cause all kinds of headaches for the company. This is something that's been bubbling away for the last wee while, but it's kind of coming to a head now. So Joe Biden, back when he was the vice president of the US, he had a real bugbear about social media companies as a whole. He went very hard after Meta, saying that regulation needed to come into play. However, TikTok is a Chinese company. And he has now said that if the House manages to pass a bill to push the company to either sell the part of TikTok that exists or it would face a ban from the United States. And this is all over concerns that ByteDance, which is the parent company, could potentially hand information over to the Chinese government. Now, it's important to state and to stress here that TikTok says that it would never do that. ByteDance says it would never do that. But it's clearly facing huge pressure, particularly when you've got the likes of Donald Trump, as well as President Biden, coming out and talking about it. Donald Trump has kind of flip-flopped his position a little bit on this, on his Truth Social platform. He initially said he wouldn't back the proposed ban because it would make Facebook much stronger. However, he has since retracted that statement, saying that he would look at it. So regardless of which of the two key presidential candidates come out on top in November, it does look like this could be a bit of a headache.
So legislation has already gone through the House Energy and Commerce Committee, and then there's going to be a full vote in the House.
Relation to this. And so they need 2/3 of the House to back it for it to go forward. This could happen because it's something that's being supported by both Democrats and Republicans.
So let's say it happens. Can TikTok survive in the rest of the world?
There is a huge market out there. Potentially it could. The fear factor would be that other regions would then follow suit. So we saw something similar with Huawei. You may remember Huawei, which is also a Chinese company, was banned by President Donald Trump for a short period of time. He then, the ban disappeared. But that decimated Huawei for a large part. We rarely hear about them, talk about them and so on. So the US is such a significant market. The thing to note about social media platforms as well is it's all about the content that you consume. So if you're based here in Ireland and none of your favorite YouTube American TikTokers are there for you to consume, that's a massive drain in terms of the talent on the platform. So there's no denying it would have a massive implication for the platform. Also worth noting the amount of jobs. TikTok has a base here in Ireland. So it could be you know, very, very negative on a jobs front. But time will tell whether or not this comes to pass.
Okay. Jess Kelly, thank you indeed for that.
Hi, Jess Kelly here. If you want more tech news, reviews and insights, make sure you subscribe to the Tech Talk podcast or tune in every Saturday at 5 p.m.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.